Welcome back to the Paul to Timothy Institute podcast. This is Dr. Mike Oney. I have a special podcast that I want to focus on today. It is specifically addressed to those of you who you know that God has called you to be a leader of leaders. I want to specifically title today's podcast, How to Be a Paul to Your Timothys. It's a special podcast for those who are being called of God to be a Paul to your Timothys in a formal way by launching a church-based training center. In the final letter from the Apostle Paul, we see him helping Timothy enter into his God-given destiny as he is pastoring the church at Ephesus, 2 Timothy 2:2. The scripture says, this is Paul's final letter from the Mamertine prison to Timothy right before Nero had him killed. The Apostle Paul told Timothy, the things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful people who will be able to teach others also. What are the mandates that a Paul has when they are investing into their Timothys? Number one, they know that they are called to take what God has instilled within them through pain and sacrifice, and secondly, invest that into the Timothys around them. Thirdly, so that the Timothys will take that and use it to fulfill their own destinies. We are called to take what God has instilled within us as a Paul. We are called to invest what God has given us into the Timothys around us. And the Timothys that we invest into are then to use what we have given to them and invested into them to fulfill their own destinies. Is God calling you to a new level of leadership influence where you are being asked to look behind you and see who's coming so that you can formally and intentionally invest into their lives? Bob Buford, in his book Halftime, talked about signals when God is calling a man or woman to begin investing into the success of those coming behind him. Now, he's talking to secular people, but we can easily apply it to those of us who are called to be a leader of leaders for those in lay leadership in church and even vocational ministry for their lives. Bob Buford, in talking to secular folks, told him this. He said, you can know when God is calling you to be a different kind of leader when the thrill of closing a major deal isn't quite what it was 10 years ago, or a young associate is nipping at your heels and you respond by helping them rather than trying to stay ahead of them and compete with them. You spend a lot of time thinking about what it would be like to downsize so that you could take on, quote, more important things. You envy the guy who walked away from his job to spend more time with his family or in ministry to invest into the people around him. You begin asking yourself, how much is enough? And the hint at getting promoted for you doesn't motivate you near as much as it used to. What's going on in that individual's life? Now, those were paraphrases from what Bob emphasized, but this is a direct quote. He said, my fruit grows on other people's trees. What's going on? When God is raising up a Paul to their Timothys, to your Timothys, you become convinced that your fruit grows best on their lives. I want to talk to you today about how to move your role as a Paul to your Timothys from the informal to the formal. Most of us know well that when you have a person that asks you to be a mentor to them, and that happens probably to every effective ministry leader, you know good and well that you can only keep it informal for so long until that informal investment seems to become too minimal. It's not enough. I often share with pastors and ministry leaders, by the time that you have coffee with someone who has asked you to be their mentor, by the time you've done that three or four times, that casual conversation just isn't enough. You know instinctively that to take them to the next level, you have to move from the informal to the formal. So I want to talk about that. As a Paul to your Timothys, you're going to have to warn them why some ministry leaders fail. Let me give you some top reasons why ministry leaders fail today. This should be communicated by you in a formal way to your Timothys. Let me give you three reasons. They're trying to be something that they're not equipped to be. Some ministry leaders have failed to discern who they are called to be and the specific giftedness that God has given them. As long as they're trying to fit into a mold that God has not shaped them to fit, they're going to fail. Some of the greatest ministry development advice that you can give a Timothy is this. Find out who God has called you to be. Accept who God has called you to be. Be who God has called you to be. Trying to be something that they're not equipped to be. Another reason is attempting to serve out of humanistic abilities and failing to learn how to be in alignment with the Holy Spirit. I love the words of Charles Swindoll in his classic book, Grace Awakening. Our tendency to rely on our own strength is compounded by the very real fact that fleshly power gets results. Human ingenuity works. It raises funds, an excessive amount of energy and manipulation and scheming will cause a large number of people to do more and to work harder and to give money to get a project finished. Overnight results will occur, and there's nothing that feeds our instant gratification hunger like instant results. Only one major problem. In the final analysis, the satisfaction will have a hollow ring to it. It will be empty, a study in futility. The work of the flesh will amount to zilch in the light of eternity. The glory will belong to the one who made it happen, and the rewards will stop there too. Remind your ministry leaders that Zechariah 4:6 holds true for all time, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Let me give you a third reason for failure in ministry today. Failing to prepare for the practical demands of ministry. Now let me share this with you. Listen closely. Ministry leaders do not typically fail because of poor theology. Rather, they fail almost always, if they do fail, related to poor practical ministry skills. Here at Paul to Timothy, we have put together 9 essential abilities, and we have found that if those 9 essential abilities are not learned and practiced weekly in an individual's ministry, they are going to be bit in the backside every week of their ministry until there is a mastery of those practical ministry skills. That is why we are equipping those that are called to be Paul's to their Timothy's to offer a church-based training center that offers a leadership certification titled Leading and Mentoring for Ministry Excellence. It includes these 9 abilities through 9 courses offered in a 1-year period of time under your leadership in your ministry setting as your institute in partnership with Paul to Timothy and the Assemblies of God Theological Seminary. We want to give you the ability to extend that certificate to your folks. And I am telling you, you will be able to stem the tide of ministry failures, both in lay leadership and in those who are called to full-time vocational ministry. Keep in mind, Many are failing today because they're trying to be something they're not equipped to be, or they're attempting to serve out of humanistic abilities, or they're failing to meet the practical demands of ministry. As a Paul to your Timothys, you can help stem that failure. And secondarily, as a Paul to your Timothys, you're going to have to teach them how to succeed. Now, let me give you three big reasons, and I know they're correlated to what I've just talked about on the failure end of things, but these are the three big reasons why ministry leaders succeed today. Number one, they discern God at work in their life, and this is where you have a vital role in stepping into their lives, recognizing the call of God, and encouraging them to invest into what God is doing. They need to find out who God has called them to be. They need to accept who God has called them to be. They need to find the courage to be strong enough to rise up, be different than other folks, but be who God has called them to be. Secondarily, they need someone to help them develop practical ministry abilities. You know good and well that good theology alone is not enough. Rather, practical ministry ability combined onto the foundation of good theology. Did you know that's why seminaries were created? Seminaries were created to protect the church from heresy, and they do a great job of that. They form theological understandings that protect us from heresy, but by the admission of almost all seminaries, they do poorly at extending the resources for practical ministry abilities. That's where you come into the picture. I am telling you, you choosing to invest into your Timothys can build on a foundation of good theology and give them the practical ministry abilities to succeed. Again, hardly anybody fails in ministry because of poor theology. Rather, failure is almost always related to diminished practical ministry abilities. And thirdly, you can help people succeed in your church-based learning center by connecting them with the right mentor, you or perhaps other people in your leadership circle. You becoming a lifeline mentor for their development is absolutely essential. If God is calling you to be a Paul to your Timothys, there are likely three things happening in your life right now. Listen with your heart. Number one, you deeply resonate with the passion of helping ministries, lay leaders, or those vocationally called that are coming behind you, and you are passionate about their success. Secondarily, you likely have a number of leaders in your church or ministry that are looking to you as a mentor. And thirdly, it makes complete sense to you that starting a church-based training center would help you move from an informal investment into your Timothys to a formal way of developing them. Now, there are four major distinctives about Paul to Timothy and how we can resource you to launch a church-based training center. Number one, this center will be your center, named by you, taught by you, hosted by you, but in complete support and alliance with us. In other words, we become a resource to you to do it. Secondarily, you'll be able to offer 9 courses that culminate in a leadership certificate titled Leading and Mentoring for Ministry Excellence that is offered not simply by Paul to Timothy Institute, but also in our partnership with the Assemblies of God Theological Seminary. Thirdly, this certificate, Learning and Mentoring for Ministry Excellence, will allow the leaders that you train to receive 6 hours of free master's level credit if they pursue the master's degree at AGTS in ministry leadership. And fourthly, our Paul to Timothy team will partner with you to promote your training center, provide you the curriculum, and come alongside you with the resources that you need to invest into your Timothy. Let me close out. Right now, Paul to Timothy has 10 nations asking for our resources in the world. That's not including the scores and scores of churches that we work with throughout the U.S. If God is calling you to be a Paul to your Timothys, we would like you to consider joining our team, where you can offer a church-based training center and also take a role in training international ministry leaders online. We're asking every church-based training center leader to take on the responsibility of another nation. We'll talk to you about where those nations are, and we'll ask you if you have a heart for that, and we will honestly encourage you to connect with them and to train them and to teach them as you are teaching and training your own ministry leaders where you are. Let me share with you, we need you. There are many ministry leaders in formation. They need you. Right now, you can probably name the Timothys around you that you know good and well need you to go to another level of influence with them. And I really hope that you'll take time to explore starting a church-based training center. Now, to find out more, simply head over to paultotimothy.com and click on the ebook titled Explore Starting a Church-Based Training Center. That'll give you far more details than what I've done in this simple overview. But if you are interested in moving from informal to formal investment into those that are asking you to become a part of their lives and their calling in a significant way, I want to encourage you to at least explore starting a church-based training center under your leadership, under your ministry, at your church. And you can find more about that at paultotimothy.com.